Hi, this is Steve from BanjoHangout.com. This is my second podcast, and it also has to do with using technology, software, to learn tunes. The title for this podcast, which goes along with a blog entry, is The Amazing Speed Upper, or Loopy Dan Levinson. So I want to explain to you what I've done here, and then I'll use some audio examples. I've talked before about Polderbits, which is a great piece of software for capturing audio off your sound card. I'm using it right now to make the podcast. At any rate, what I did is I took one of the free fiddle versions of Dan Levinson's old-time festival tunes for Clawhammer Banjo. If you don't have these, you should go to the Mel Bay website. You can download them for free, and they're very useful. And they all start off with Dan playing the tunes very slowly on the fiddle, starting off with some potatoes. And I'm going to turn the volume down so it doesn't blow us out here, but here's him playing Cuffy on the fiddle.
Cuffy.
Okay, so you can hear him. It basically starts it off at a moderate tempo, with some potatoes at the beginning so you can get ready, and it's cool to play along with, whether you're a fiddler or a banjo player. So what I did using Polderbits is I brought that tune in, and I cut off the potatoes, so it starts right at the beginning of the first phrase of the A part. I went to the end, and I shaved off the teeniest little bit off the end of the B part, and created, essentially, just the pure A and B part. And then I saved it, and I brought it into the Amazing Slowdowner, which is a piece of software that I really, really like. And I will get it at 100% here. This is the Cuffy loop at the speed that Dan plays it at. And you can hear it here. And I'll just turn the volume down so I can talk while it's going on, and let you know that basically what happens is it plays this over and over as a loop, and it only took me one try to get it so that it would just continuously loop, and it's like having a fiddler there playing the tune over and over and over again for you, which is pretty darn cool. It's a great way to make use of Dan's stuff. I've had a couple of conversations with him in person about this book, and he's just delighted that people are making use of it. Here's the loop. You can hear the end. Now, for my money, that's pretty clean. You know, it finishes the second part of the second time through the B part, goes right back into the A part, and you can put the thing on loop forever. Sit there with your banjo, pick away at it, learn that tune. I love to learn tunes from the fiddle part anyway, so I'll probably be using Dan's fiddle stuff this way a lot. The other thing that's cool about it is Dan has deliberately done these fiddle tracks at a very moderate tempo so that you can hear what's going on. But to really get a musical pulse on them, I like to get them up to speed, and Slowdowner can do that, so I'm going to crank it up here a little bit so you can hear it. I think you'd agree that it'd be more fun to play it at that pace, and it's kind of cool. The Amazing Slowdowner doesn't change the pitch, and actually, Dan's plan sounds great there, even though he played it at the slower speed. So that'd be a cool thing to play along with. So I tried this on Cuffy, but I'm probably going to do it on more of these tunes because it's a great way to learn it. It's my exact favorite way to learn from the fiddle, getting up to speed, and in a continuous loop. So that's my podcast for today.